Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes headquarters, day 500! Oh my word! It is not a sad day. No, it's not. We're going to party like it's 1985 day. Right, the chat's exploding. Right, first of all, I'm going to refresh it, just in case. Because weird things happen. Like the fact it's not actually updating. Ah, there we go. Right. Oh, so, now was Simon first in? He was! Oh, Simon, congratulations. That's fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Oh, and Mike's in as well, which is amazing. He's in two places at once. Because he is in a webinar right now, but he's going to be joining us at 7:30. Oh, and we have got a jam-packed show. Absolutely. So, hello, Simon. Hello, Mike, although he won't hear us. Hello, Alice stroke Alex. Hello, Sarah. Oh, Dee said he opened the chat too early. Well, he's in a webinar, so it's got to match up with his question time. When they get to ask questions. Oh, hello, Carol. I was looking for you in the graph, Carol. And yet you're not there, unless you have appeared since I was looking for you in the graph. I added myself five times on Sunday night and it just wouldn't stick. But finally, I did it. Not that I've been back in to fill things in, which obviously I need to do, but I'll get there. Oh, fantastic. So who else have we got? Oh, yes. Congratulations to Simon for being the first in for the last time. Unless. Oh, we've got so many announcements. But I'm going to have to wait for Mike for the majority of them. Who else have we got? Oh, no, you're talking lockdown again in the States. Oh, here it's anything goes. Literally anything goes. Do whatever you like. The figures were going down, but guess what? Gone up again today. Really? That's because it's 8 days since the lockdown regulations went. So obviously it's going to be from now to eternity, probably. But fingers crossed, fingers crossed. Simon loves lockdown. I must admit, I know this sounds really weird. I've been living my best life. I've reevaluated my life and we'll be going out less than I was before, even if we could go anywhere we liked, but that's just me. CQ Deb, CQ. Hello, Anthony. It's a horribly sad day. Your lies mean nothing. Well, we've got to have something to look forward to, haven't we? And I might have something that we can look forward to. Oh, Mrs. Simon's in. Hello, Mrs. Simon. And all the associated baby Simons. Hello, Paul. And Tracy's in. Hello, Tracy. Oh, and Renee's in for the last time. Oh, we've got announcements. Hang on, don't panic. Oh, hello, Stephen. Oh, no, we will. You know, we will find it very strange. I swear tomorrow I'll be like, oh, I should be marooned. Oh, but yeah, and we, you know, we've got so much to talk about. We really have. Oh, we will sort it out, though. We will. Right, keep going. Hello, Pete Nanny. Hello. And who else have we got? The pandemic hasn't affected Alex's mental health like having an alter ego. Oh, why not? You can do whatever you like. Enough of the riddles. Tell us of these announcements of which you speak. Well, I could, but Mike's not here. I mean, how silly of him to double book himself at this stage. But he will. He'll be with us shortly. Oh, Anthony has. I've really enjoyed lockdown. You're hoping there might be a stately home in need of a hermit. As long as it's got good broadband, you'll be fine. Oh, dear. I feel the same. I mean, obviously, at the beginning, I remember one night at the beginning, and it was one night, it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. And during those blissful first 3 weeks where it was totally silent, everyone was at home and panicking. And it, like I say, it was about 2:30, something like that. And I just looked out the window and I thought, have I got all my affairs in order just in case? You know, because anything could happen. But from there, I kind of perked myself up, kicked myself up the backside and was like, just get on with it. And I've tried to look on the positive side of what have I not missed. And I must admit, I don't miss. This is going to sound terrible. I don't miss the kind of tea and coffee situation after Mass where everybody is having an opinion. And what I mean when I say I don't miss it is like you've got the person next to you saying, doesn't that make her look fat? And you're like, no, I don't want this negativity. And of course, I haven't had that for all that time. And I'm not missing it. I'm not missing that in the slightest. I know there's been things going on that are just as bad as that publicly, but you know, on like a micro level, I don't really need that. I don't really need to think, does this top go with this skirt because I've got to get to Mass and someone will have something to say if it doesn't. I can wear what I like or not, as the case may be, do what I like. And it's not like, because these are, we're talking here about your friends. They don't mean to be negative. It's just like they don't mean to be sexist or whatever. They just, stuff comes out of their mouth. I'd rather it didn't. Does anybody understand what I'm saying? Or am I just barking mad? Oh, I've not missed that. Let's put it like that. No problem, Tracy. No problem. I get round to it in the end. I do. I'm just quite slow. Mac Bites Anonymous might start tomorrow. He'll be designing badges for how long our maroon sobriety has held up. Well, you could always go back and listen right from the beginning. Oh, burning question, Tracy. Are you up to date? Have you heard up to 499? Because I'm not thinking that there's many people done the full marathon, the full 500 show marathon, but I think Tracy might be one of them. We'll find out. I'm loving Mrs. Simon's idea. Perhaps we could all agree to log in anyway and listen along to the Mac Bites on repeat. It could be weird. Do you know, we actually could do that. We could have the marathon for the next 500 days. We could put show one on tomorrow and carry forward like that. Let me tell me what you think of that idea. Oh, hello, Paul. But would the chat be open? That's the beauty of the thing. Well, I guess we'll have a ponder over that. We'll ponder it. The announcements of which you speak. Ah, well, yeah, we got some good announcements. Mrs. Simon is wondering if you could bribe Mike to keep the chat open if we set up a standing order of Toblerones. Ah, well, there's absolutely no way he wouldn't agree to that. Trust me. Oh, you're still in mid-July, Tracy. Oh, no. Oh, no. Renee sincerely can't remember when he stepped in first. Ah. Do you know, that is viable, that. We'll have to have a ponder over it, won't we? But, yeah, other things have been going on as well. Do you guys remember a few days ago I was saying about Wayne Rooney? This is the footballer who, on the first night the nightclubs were open, and decided it was a good idea to leave his wife and four children at home and go party, and then fell asleep in the hotel room of some rather scantily clad ladies, and then reported them to the police. You'll remember this, no doubt. And I said, what on earth is he thinking? There's no crime there. Well, there you go. There's a link. Guess what? The complaint was blackmail. Oh, can you hear that? Let me know if you heard that. That was a huge crack of thunder. There was no blackmail. They didn't ask for any money. And they just put them out. They didn't say, we will put them out. Guess what? Officers said they were satisfied that no offences had taken place. I went orbital. I said to Mike, I remember a case not that long ago where this woman was blind drunk and made an accusation of rape, which, if the deed had occurred, it must be rape because she was in no state to give consent. But there again, she had gone to this hotel room. Then she withdrew the claim and the police charged her, took her to court for wasting police time. Well, Wayne, what do we call this but wasting police time? Oh, Alex can hear the sound of distant drums. There you go. There it is again. We had that this afternoon. It was the loudest thunder I had ever heard for 2 hours. Then it absolutely siled it down, and it's doing the same again. This is because it's the end of Marooned. The gods are not happy. Dee's stirred them up. Oh, Stephen had thunder yesterday. Well, it's clearly arrived here now. Carol's had it all on and off all day. No, this is only our second bit. Kim has been here for all 500. Oh, well done, Kim. It's absolutely throwing it down now. You're guessing that Rooney's a heavy drinker. I would presume so. I mean, that picture, if you look at that picture, Simon, the guy's 35. I'm just not seeing that. I could have sworn he was way older than that. I'd have said 45 at an absolute minimum. He's 35 years of age, and look at that picture. Not good. Not good. It's all jumping again. Two-year-old was not impressed with the lightning. No, I can imagine not. You're not very old, Stephen. You're experienced like myself. Dee said she heard someone in America got charged for wasting police time when they called 911 because they didn't like the chicken nuggets in McDonald's. Throw away the key, I say, Dee. Throw away the key. The gods are really not happy here, are they? ought to be able to decide not to pursue a rape case if it looks like it's not being taken seriously or dealt with adequately. Well, I totally agree. In those circumstances, there's a difference, I think, between a cold calculating, you know, I've never even met this guy and I'm going to accuse him, or vice versa, her, and a situation where, you know, I know technically you can say no right until the end, but there's got to be some kind of contributory, well, you know, if you hadn't have been there, it wouldn't have happened thing. But this with him, he was asleep. It's just unbelievable. Unbelievable to actually think that it was worth wasting police time. And there'll probably be no repercussions for him. And I just think, you know, it would be a wise idea for somebody like back in the day when your kid was like done for nicking a Mars bar. And the parents used to say to police, you know, frighten the living heebie-jeebies out of them to make sure they don't do it again. Well, somebody needs to frighten the living heebie-jeebies out of Wayne Rooney. If he was at home with his wife and children, wouldn't have happened. So just saying, Wayne. And actually, when I say wouldn't have happened, what wouldn't have happened? They never laid a finger on you, dear. The fact that you were asleep and they took pictures and... Bad, bad, bad man. Oh, dear, dear me. Oh, hello, Pete. Oh, Pete can listen again on Fridays as well as Slack and keep up with us all. Fantastic, Pete. Sounds amazing. Oh, hang on. Here's Pete. There's a longer one from Pete. Right. Hi, guys. Sorry you can't listen in. Being taken out for dinner. Oh, really? Really? Sat in a very nice Thai restaurant. Right. All over to Pete's. Let's join Pete. Wanted to say a huge thank you to Mikey and Lane, as well as all of you, for keeping you sane during the last 500 days. You've not been in every night, and knowing there was a group of people that you could come to for a reality check and a laugh was a massive help during some of the hardest times. You're a wonderful group, and I hope I'll catch up with the Matt Bites After Hours to a point where you can listen again live on Fridays, as well as Slack. Excellent. This is like some weird Harry Potter film, isn't it? Oh, the weather. Right. Awesome, awesome. Enjoy yourself, Pete. Right. The thunder's an omen. Do you know how long have I been saying that I've been waiting for this? Because they first forecast it about 3 weeks ago and we didn't get it at all. There was nothing there at all. But today, it's not good. Oh, today's been shocking. Do you think it's an omen we should just carry on and be done? We've got bigger idiots than they've got bigger idiots. There you go. And he can't sleep without the Hoover on. Well, clearly, one of them was dressed as a French maid. And she did have the Hoover on. Who knows? Who knows? Another thing that happened during our 500 days was Simon's near miss with the cows, if you remember. Well, would you believe it? Today was the inquest of that teacher who got trampled to death by said cows. So be warned, if you're out with the dog, be careful, because that's exactly what his situation was, I think. How old was he? He's only 59. Oh, so cows, dangerous business. But you did make your adventures. Yes, I know. Okay, Lola. She's coming to see the end of the show. What on earth was I saying? Yes, your adventures did make a title of the show. So there's a title of the show, which I will find out when Mike gets in. Ooh, Tracy slowed down so she could save every show. Oh, but you could go back to the beginning and listen again, couldn't you? Mm-hmm. In fact, you could try the Mac Bites Marathon if you really want torture. It's terrible, isn't it, Dee? When Simon told us what had happened, you know, we were all in fits of laughter. But then when we actually look this up, it is a thing. And it's incredibly dangerous. I am going nowhere near a field of anything. Mind you, you know that, don't you? Because I've not left the confines of Mac Bites headquarters for 18 months. But never mind. Oh, Simon had literally just forgotten about that. Well, very sorry to remind you, Simon. But yeah, it's a thing. And as you pointed out, I think you did a bit of research on it and said that it was more common than you would imagine. It's scary, scary stuff. Because I think you just think that you could outrun a cow, but not when they're on the rampage and there's like 50 of them. It's not good. Oh, a band, Trampling Season. That is perfect, Simon. That is absolutely perfect. Oh, Alex said, at the farm today, the sheepdog piddled on my leg. It's dangerous working with animals. Luckily, he had your wellies on. That actually takes us right back to the title of another show. Oh, you're all on fire tonight. You are. That one was not that long ago. It was 495, Simon's Typographic Indiscretions and the Mystery of the Welly Bobs. And that was when I think it was Tony mentioned getting his wellies on. And it's not a thing in the States. They sagely call welly bobs rain boots in the States. Now, isn't that logical? And yet we call them welly bobs or wellies or Wellington boots. Anything but what they actually are, which is a rain boot. But there you go. Right. What else did we have today? Oh, yes. In the vein of you couldn't make it up. Now, I know we're not actually on holiday. Not actually on holiday yet. We do have a holiday coming up end of August, so be warned. But today you've heard the thunder. We have had thunder. We have had lightning. It's not even a joke, this. This is not me making this up. This actually happened today. So I'm going to put this picky, or I would be putting this picky. Disappear. There you go. Let's put this picky here. I'll put this picky in. And then I'll tell you what it is. That is our local hospital today at 2:20, when it was struck by lightning and set on fire. That's not photoshopped, it's real. Oh my God. It could only happen here. It could. That is about 3 miles from us, and it is the local hospital. It didn't have the best name a few years ago. It used to be called Park Hospital. And people called it Park Penitentiary, because once you're in, they never let you out. So it got renamed Trafford General Hospital. But now it's got no roof. I did have something to say about that, which I won't repeat in polite company. I do believe that was the hospital where the NHS started. But now they need a new roof. So doubtless we'll be having a whip round for that. And there's the thunder again. Oh, yes. That was one picky. I think there was a one with a load more smoke. I'll tell you what, I'll just put the whole thing in for you. There's the story with all the pickies. So they obviously had to evacuate. I don't think they evacuated everybody, but they did close down A&E, which seemed, you know, maybe if you got a couple of burns on site, you wouldn't want to close A&E. But there you go. 8 fire engines. And it just hit the roof and set on fire. It's scary, isn't it? That's the first one I've seen that was an actual hospital, and obviously so close to us. But we did look last week at some houses that had been struck by lightning and the roof had gone there as well. So, I mean, there's nothing you can do, is there, to stop that? Many years ago, we used to unplug the internet, but now it's cable. I don't know whether it makes much difference or not. So I tend not to. But it just struck me, you know, and we're not even on holiday. Stuff like that usually happens when we're on holiday. But no, we're not even on holiday. And it's happened. Oh, well, we won't be going there anytime soon, will we? We'll have to go to the other one, which is, we have mentioned it before. It's up Dobbinets. That's not a crafty northern word. It's the name of the road. There were two ways to get to it, and nobody took this dirt track called Dobbinets Lane. until they started laying the tracks for the Metrolink that was going to drop people at the hospital. So that took ages, the Metrolink being a tram system in Manchester. So you couldn't get to the hospital because the single road to it, why they built this place where they did, I don't know. The accessibility is shocking. If the road's jammed, you're knackered. And obviously that's the route that the ambulances have to take. So there was an alternative route called Dobbinett's Lane. And you had to go that way. And I think I shared how when we were trying to register my dad's death, there was something about the town hall was closed. So you had to go back to the hospital. So I set off really early with Mum, plenty of time. And the place was just jam packed. So I ended up having to take this detour via Dobbinett's Lane. I don't know what the speed limit is. But I'm pretty confident I touched on it more than once to get her there in time to register it. Anyway, she did. She did. But that's the alternative hospital and it's tricky to get to. But we won't be going to that one until they've fixed it. So I actually managed to sleep through that because I didn't get to bed till 10 o'clock. Now, when I say sleep through it, I did hear the thunder. And I thought, do you mind? I'm trying to sleep. But it was only when I got up that I saw what had actually happened. So we can see the smoke from here. It's that close. And like I say, we're not even on a holiday. Thank God. Can you imagine how bad it was if we had been? Hospital on fire, never a good thing. Well, no, because it does make you wonder, you know, that it's more dangerous being a hospital than some buildings because they've got oxygen tanks in there and stuff. But it looks like they caught it in time. So fingers crossed they're all okay. It's not thunder, it's the unicorns galloping across the sky in protest. Well, you know, it could well be, couldn't it? That's one of the things I've got to share. Oh, but I'm waiting for Mike to share these things. But Dee is going to love this. Do not go anywhere, Dee. We'll do, I've got one announcement as soon as Mike comes in. And this is a very, very important announcement. You'll like this, but I'll have to get everything keyed up. And then I've got this thing I'm going to share with Dee. And there it goes again. Do we get tornadoes? No, Paul. We have had two tornadoes, but you can imagine if I can tell you there's two, that it doesn't happen often. One was in Birmingham, which is about 120 miles south. And one was in the next town, but it was so tiny, so focused. The tornado literally ripped through one street. So there were roofs that were lost, cars were damaged, trees were uprooted. But so localised and focused, it was one road. But when you saw the devastation, it was absolutely shocking. So thankfully, no, it's not common, no. The worst we've had was there was a really windy night and everything survived. We were okay. And Mike then took the dog out and the dog disappeared behind the shed and then shot out from behind the shed. So Mike went behind the shed to see what was going on. Now, here it could be anything. It could be a cat, it could be a fox. Lola's even found for the last three nights a frog and she wants to play with this frog. It might sound unusual, but Maya had a pet frog called Eric. It used to live in his tent. Maya had a little tent in the garden and the way it was assembled, it looked like a football goal. And the frog moved in and started living with Maya's toys and Maya was so gentle with this frog, but he'd play with it. Lola were not sure if she's just peckish. But she's found this frog. So we have to be very careful with that. But when she went behind the shed and then shot out again, there was an umbrella in there, like a garden parasol, upside down, javelined into the soil. And I said, where's that come from? Because behind the shed is like a tiny triangle of grass. We had no idea where it come from, so we couldn't return it to its owner until we saw the next door neighbour about 3 weeks later. And she said, you've not seen a parasol, have you? I said, yes, we have. We can help you with that. So we handed it back. And she said she should have made sure it was like properly attached. But can you imagine it if there was tornadoes and things? Thank God there's not. So no. Right. Let me get back up here. I'm sure the unicorns will make regular appearances in after hours. You can always talk unicorns, and when you see what I've got, re-unicorns. Hold that thought. No, less than 10 minutes now, he'll be in. very minor tornadoes from time to time. No, when you see the ones in America, they're just... There we go. Thunder and lightning, though. Right. Elaine's area is cursed. Ah, but D, is it a physical geographic area that's cursed? Or does the curse follow where we are? And you see, there's a thought. Right, okay, Tracy. Michael, sort that out. And you say Mike has got some audio as well. That's fine. Oh, Dee's got a special spot tonight. No sharing of she-wees. Well, funnily enough, would Amazon miss a delivery? No, of course they wouldn't. Of course they wouldn't. So we'll see on that as well. The she-wee is sat next to me, Tracy. Not unboxed. Live unboxing. According to the Daily Mail, that's a huge tornado. You can tell they never watched the tornado chasing documentaries. Oh, you know the Daily Mail. I didn't realise we'd have one in Teesside. I mean, you can see that it's a tornado thing, but it doesn't leave the absolute devastation that it does in the States. They're not big, are they? I've never seen the storm chasing thing. I know there was a movie, wasn't there? And I saw like the trailer for that. But other than that, that was it. Kim was in a tornado when in high school. The winds were moving the car 60 plus miles per hour. No foot on the gas. Oh, wow. No. We have like a little breeze here. And then that becomes known as a major tornado. Although sometimes we do the complete opposite, don't we, Simon? And we play it down. If you remember the Great Storm of 1987, that was the one where this woman got in touch with Michael Fish and said there was going to be whatever it was overnight, a hurricane or whatever. And he said, there, dear, no, there won't. And the next morning, half of the South was flattened. So he totally played it down. And no, it was really bad. It was the Great Storm. I remember that because... I had to travel to London not long after that, and the roads were absolutely jam-packed because there were so many upended trees on the train tracks that they couldn't run. Wasn't that the night that the guy from Hello, Hello, the one who played Rene, ended up in hospital? He was in Charing Cross Hospital. I think something happened. He was in a car and a branch came through the thing, hit him on the head. He nearly died. I think he was in there for a good while. And the most disgusting thing was it was really close to my college. So I'd drive past and the paparazzi were outside trying desperately to get a picture of this guy who'd had brain surgery. You know, like, really? The paps are just the worst. One of them actually dressed up as a medic and got inside before they got rid of him. I mean, the hospital have got more to worry about than that. They should have, I would say they should have some form of decency, but this is the press, isn't it? So, yeah, then no, they've not. But I think it was the same night. Oh, I bought a puppy unicorn. What is a baby unicorn called? Oh, I hear a door. Yay, he's in. They're desperate for you to arrive because I keep teasing them that they're not getting anything until you do. Right, let me catch up with this. Simon was in Spain during a hailstorm. I've been caught in a mortar attack. Leicester had one of those, didn't they? Last week. Oh, no. Renee said they once had a tornado. Three leaves and a plastic bag were thrown 3 yards. That's the kind of stuff we have. Yeah, it's pathetic. It's pathetic. And yet people are so like, oh, wasn't that a horrible storm last night? That was it, Twister. That's it. I didn't know Bill Paxton had died. Did he? Surely not. He was only young. Mind you, everybody's young in my mind now, aren't they? Oh, that's not good. No, I didn't see the film, like I say. Right, let me have a look. Gosh, how old was he when he died? Why did nobody tell me he died? I'm sure I've heard him. He does audiobooks, or he did audiobooks. Where is he? He was only 12 years older than me and he died 4 years ago. Oh my God, that's not good. That is not good. No, I didn't know that. Right,
I'm just catching up on WhatsApp here. I don't think marooned is quite Nina's scene. Although it might be.
You never know. You never know. I have sorted out that now you see there's two mails from him from Tracy here that I haven't actually caught up with. But Michael deal with it. Well, I know all about that. That's coming on WhatsApp, so I'm leaving that to you, Mike. So right. If you could deal with that would be good, because I've got to go back into here. What day is it? This is how organised we are here. Where's it gone?
And my watch is buzzing because United are playing.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are they on the TV?
They're playing a friendly.
Surely I've not had that many mails that it's totally vanished. Oh, for crying out loud. Right. Right. Are we all ready for important item a number one? So let me know in the chat if you are. If you are ready for important item number one. Right. Right, there it is at the end. Gordon Kay has died. Yes, he did. Not that long ago, about 2-3 years ago, I think. Oh, I loved Hello, Hello. I really did. Let's have a look. Let's get where that happened. 2017 he died. He would have been 75, which isn't that old, really, is it? When I look at your mother, what is she, 78?
Yeah.
She's like a whirlwind. She's her own personal hurricane, trust me. I loved him. I loved everything that he did. It was the look on his face that was so funny. Oh, right. We're there, are we? Ready when we are. Right, okay, you're ready. Right, let me move that so I can see this. Right. You will all be delighted to know that we have had a message from Jonathan. Right, he has a message for you. He says he's been keeping up to date with After Hours Marooned and, of course, the MacBites episode, all of which have brightened his day. And he says, please pass on my thanks to all the MacBiters for their good wishes, and I hope to be back with you all as soon as possible. Yay! We needed that, didn't we? We definitely needed that today. So if Jonathan is listening, either live or on catch-up, hello to you, Jonathan, and we hope you can join us again soon, because we're all missing you. We all love you to death, don't we? Look at this. Look, hooray, Jonathan. Yay, Jonathan. Fabulous. I had to wait to share that with you until Mike was here. So fabulous, fabulous news. We have heard from young Jonathan.
Right, Tracy, I have an audio file. I have two audio files.
Oh.
I'm guessing it's the same one.
Stop bragging, Mike.
Because you put it in WhatsApp and you put it in Dropbox. And apparently we have to play this audio file.
Right, okay.
And we have to have a PDF in front of us at the same time.
Oh, just make it more difficult, why don't you?
Yeah.
Right, let me go through these messages for Jonathan. Hooray, Jonathan, yay, Jonathan, yay, Johnny. Good to know everything's okay. Now, Simon, of course, how did he manage to get a telephone signal out from my locked basement? You must have left the Wi-Fi on, Jonathan, Simon. Oh, wow. Yay, right, excellent. So that was our first thing. I wanted to make sure that you were all there and primed, ready for that one, because that was so important. So what else have we got? Did I have a list somewhere?
I've got to get this PDF to you.
Right, we'll get the PDF.
We've got to both look at it and play this audio file.
Are we looking at the PDF and playing the audio at the same time?
I don't know.
Well, you best sausage your mouth
first. Tracy.
Can we have more instructions so we do it right? We don't want to do it wrong.
No,
I'll put that into Farago and we can play it from there if you get the audio file to me, Mike.
Right.
So get the audio file to me.
I'll put it in the black hole.
Right. There you go. Use of black hole live.
Kim's black hole.
No, it's not Kim's black hole. It's mine, I'm hoping. Right. Black hole. There we go.
It's not there yet.
Well, it will be soon.
Are we there yet?
I'm preparing myself for its arrival, so I can get it in there. It's so we understand what's in the audio.
What's in the audio, right.
And we can share the PDF with all of them. Right, okay. So we'll all follow the PDF at the same time, will we?
Right.
Right. I'm following along.
I'm not looking at the PDF.
Right, I haven't seen the PDF yet. Right. Okay.
Kim still loves the black hole.
The black hole's fabulous.
Did I hear thunder before?
Yep.
Oh.
Several times. And strangely enough, it coincided with when we uttered the words, so it's the last marooned. And they decided it's the gods not pleased with us.
No.
Oh, there's also been a suggestion that we open the chat at 7 o'clock every night and then play an old marooned.
Yeah.
Can you imagine listening to the first one? Oh, my God, that would be so funny, but based on where we are now. Oh, it'll be over in 6 weeks, we said. And then months and months and months later. Right. So we're going to share the PDF with you all. And right. I think once I've got the audio. So let me try the black hole again. Have you put the audio in the black hole as well, Mike?
No, I better do that, hadn't I?
Yes, you had. Yes. Black Otherwise, hole. I'm not going to be able to work with this, am I?
Right. Black hole drops for Elaine.
It's on its way. It's right. On its
WhatsApp audio.mp4.
Well, it'll take a bit of time because it's got to upload to the cloud and then it's got to download and tell me that it's actually here. So it'll be with us very shortly. Very shortly, that's what we'll do next. D says leaving the Wi-Fi on, rookie kidnapper mistake, Simon. I've just put...
Oh, Tracy's uploaded the PDF.
I was just about to do the PDF business. I literally just sent that in. Right, but I need the audio next. Right, I've got the audio. So let me put the audio in here. Now, if we're going to hear this audio, Mike, we're going to need to do more magic things. So we're going to need to turn this audio off. So give me a second. Are we off? No, we're not. Are we off now? We are now. Right, so have you got your headphones on, Michael? We're not going to hear the audio. So I need to plug headphones in and all kinds of things.
I need to plug my headphones in like I do on a Saturday.
Like on a Saturday, Michael. Right, let me get that in there. Right, I have headphones because I want to hear this the same time you do. And then I'll open up the PDF. I'm going to have to do something else as well. Hang on. I'm doing 10 things with my machine. So I need to put a tick in that box and that shuts it up. Right, I'm ready to go.
I'm not ready.
Mike's not ready. Oh, I can't get the staff.
I can't find me.
He can't find his dongle.
Can't find the end. It's a massive cave.
There really is no words for that, is there? He can't find his end. Okay.
Right, now I can hear.
All right, okay. So I've got, just a minute, Mike. We've got to open the PDF first.
Together. So.
I'm guessing so. Just a minute.
After three.
Hang on, I can't see it yet.
No.
I've lost... What's that? What is that? I've got a video on the screen. I've no idea what
that
is.
Open the PDF first.
Right, I'm guessing
Tracy that. Says.
Right.
Right.
PDF being opened right now. Oh. Wee donkey. And a lady pipe. Oh, and Renee's... vegetables. Oh, this is
and
fabulous.
And Lola Bear.
Right, right. So, shall I play the audio now?
Play
then?
The audio now.
Right, I'm ready. We're going. Oh, I know this one.
It's goodbye, Magpie's Brill. So long, night, Magpie is gone. Your ending, but we sing this grateful song every eve at 7 we gather in our rooms, light-hearted chat, all cocooned from common troubles, sharing tears. When the world was turning bonkers, Christmas bells with merry lines, to maroon, we were so thankful for that space to clear our minds. We discussed the great pandemic, the effect on each one's life. but for me to tag and personal stride. Many hours of loss with no love, I delay great company. The support to one another, all the slack to sanity.
Tracy, that is brilliant. And everybody who took part, love it. I think we might have to have that printed out and put on the wall. So perfect. Thank you very, very much. Oh, Tracy, it is. It's wonderful. Thank you. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. How do you follow that? I don't think you do, do you? But no. I did have a list. I did have a list of things that must be done. I just can't remember what they were. Oh, no. No, the first one was from Johnny, wasn't it? So fabulous to hear from Johnny. Then we have the music. Then we have another little announcement. Oh, I tell you what, no, I'm going to leave that little announcement until...
Tracy forgot to say who took part.
Put it in the chat.
I was going to say put it in the
put
chat,
put it in
Tracy.
The chat. Right.
Cables all over here.
Today's show. Oh, come on. Let me in. Because I have some links. First thing was something that I sent Mike this morning. In fact, I'll show you that one later. Let's go into the other one here. I've got two of them now. Oh, that one there. Oh, what are you doing? Right, so, you know we've had this thing about unicorns. Well, you all know, don't you, how much time I spend on Amazon. Yeah. Check this out. This D, this is especially for you. Look what I found. And as if that one wasn't good enough, the next one. Oh, I know it's the last show, but this one is destined to become a marooned classic. One that you will never, ever forget. So let me make sure that you've got the first one. Before you get the second one. I really shouldn't show you this, you know, because it's got Dee's Christmas present written all over it. So let me know when you've seen that one. Dee's very own unicorn. So it is a thing. It is definitely a thing. Do you like colouring in, Dee? they're full of unicorns. If you look inside the sample, beautiful, beautiful unicorns. But it's Dee's unicorns. They're only for Dee. Right. Now, if that... as if that wasn't enough, then I found this one. There are no words for this one. This is definitely a marooned thing. So are you ready, Dee? I'm just going to post that, say nothing, and hopefully let me know when you've seen it. Couldn't believe it. Apparently it's a thing. Nobody told me. Nobody told me. This is what happens when I go shopping.
A shopping with Elaine moment.
That's a shopping with Elaine moment there. Yeah. It is. True, Kim, that's very true. It was just, you know, we've had this thing going on for weeks, bordering on months, and then I go on Amazon and what do I find? I did send Mike one this morning, nowhere near as hysterical as the D one. Exactly, D, they're your people. Oh, the unicorn looks very pleased with himself, I'll grant you. I also found this, so I sent it to Mike. And I thought it might help explain a lot to him when he doesn't understand me. So, yeah, it's a thing that you can find. Never let it be said that Bezos doesn't deserve to get into space, because the things you can find on Amazon, let's be honest, you will never find them anywhere else. I thought the back cover was almost better than the front as well, Sarah. Oh, just unbelievable. So, yes, I said to Mike, maybe that, the last one, needs to be mine for Christmas. It's an Elaine thing you wouldn't understand. Oh, you're not kidding. There's a lot of things about me that you wouldn't understand. Oh, do you think that song could get to the top of the charts?
Yeah.
I'm reckoning it could, you know. If we all bought at exactly the same time. You have to release it, Tracy. But that's what somebody did, you know. They released a book.
Should we open with it on Saturday? Do you think Tony P?
I was just going to say, do you think Tony P? poor guy'd probably implode. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh, what's Simon got here? Looks suspiciously like. This isn't your basement, is it? Where you've got Johnny? But it does look remarkably like that, doesn't it? It does say that, though, doesn't it, that animals are responsible for global warming. So there you go. Oh, but would you imagine? I don't think Brooklyn's would have a clue what we're on about. I honestly don't. But never mind. They're not map biters. I think Rachel's heard one episode. Now, how is this for Sage? She looked at, she realised we got a podcast and stuff. And it's like, that's cool. But it's a tech podcast and Rachel's not tech. So she looked down the list and she found episode 56, which was 5 minutes something, and listened to that one. And that was the one we did when Steve Jobs died. It's like you said, I enjoyed that one. I'm like, no, that was when Steve Jobs died. That was the short one. You're not supposed to enjoy that one. Oh, we had no Siri. Oh, I think there was Siri in that, wasn't there?
Can't remember.
Or if there was, it was only just because Siri's, you know, Siri's 10 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Siri's 10 years old this year. Unbelievable. Yeah.
Siri started talking to me today on my watch for no reason when I was on a call.
Oh, that doesn't happen often on my watch, but you know what the one on the landing's like. She gives instructions, forceful instruction at 3 o'clock in the morning.
The
A-lady.
That one.
Poor Brooklyn's folk. They don't understand. No, they don't understand.
Well, they've had 500 days to try and understand their
they
loss.
They have. Apparently, I've got too much time on my hands. Oh, well, Renee, you must be kidding. You must be kidding. I'll have a fraction more now, but it's already taken care of, isn't it? As soon as I've got a second, there's something else that needs to be done or whatever. Well, there's something in the night. Desk looks like a bomb's hit it right now. So we do have a couple more things. There's also another announcement, but he's just disappeared. Mike has. Oh, can't get the staff. So what's on my list? Oh, yes, the unboxing. We have the lady pipe. The lady pipe is in the house. Now, we're talking about the Brooklands people not understanding. They definitely would not understand a lady pipe. But how are we going to do the unboxing? Because it's a radio show. So it's a smidgen tricky to do an unboxing, isn't it, on a radio show? I mean, we can do it, but I know we need to nail Mike down to the chair. He keeps moving. He can't settle down. We're contemplating how best to do the unboxing, Mike. Is it possible? Mike doesn't like questions that start with, is it possible? If I did an unlisted, unlisteds don't get promoted out to the list, do they?
Don't think so.
No, I don't think so. If I did a Swift unlisted on YouTube, is everybody in a position to see it? Where's YouTube gone? Let me have a look. Right, we could schedule that for 2 minutes from now, couldn't we? Let's do content. Or would this not work? It might. I won't say will, but it might. What do I have to do to make it work? Oh, Paul thinks the radio is the best way for this. Now, Debbie, that's exactly what I thought, right? I could record it tonight with you and then share it on Friday. And then I thought, right, the marooned people, let's get back to Venn diagrams. The marooned people are the most special, obviously, with us every day. Then there's the after hours people. Do you think all of the after hours people would appreciate an unboxing of a lady pipe?
I can't, you mean honestly, you spoilt it?
They already know what it is. Oh, right. I ordered it live yesterday, Mike. It is the absolute, it's the prototype of the maroon branded lady pipe. That's what it is. So I could put it in the show on Saturday, is what I could do. Friday, do we think that's a good
Saturday
idea? Yeah, now I'm promising all sorts.
Do you want to put it in Brooklyn?
No, I'm with Kim. I don't think they'd understand. But if you would like it via radio, that's what we'll do. But we are going to record it, obviously. I just need to find where I've put the recording software. Right, we're recording the audio, we're recording that, and I'm actually recording the built-in screen while I'm at it. So let's do that and get rid of that, because I'm doing it a different way. Dee remembers when she was just an after hours person, sweet innocent time. Long gone, Dee. It's a select audience. I agree. I tell you what we'll do. We will record it, and we can always put it as a video, can't we? So I definitely have that recording, but where do I see my monitoring? Do you know, you used to get a monitor and it showed you. Right. Well, I've got it. It's here. It arrived early, didn't it, Mike?
Yes.
They told me it was coming, and then it arrived. So I have said lady pipe. There's said lady pipe. It's a really thin package, and it's incredibly light. So they didn't even put it in a box, which is shocking behaviour. Shocking behaviour. So I'm going in. Or I would be, but it won't let me in. So we'll have to do it the old-fashioned way and rip the whole thing to shreds.
So you're recording this on radio?
I'm recording it on radio. It's working fine, isn't it? Just imagine the sight as I open it. Oh, my God, it's in a plastic bag. Right, let's get it out. This, if you remember, is the XL version, but it looks a bit tiny to me. But never mind. Right, it's in a plastic bag. Awesome. And it says a flexible, larger version of the original Shiwi. Available in 10 colours. It's even got the Union Jack on it. Do you think there's some... We're having the Union Jack on it. Is it some kind of Olympic sport? Who can... No. No, don't go there. It also has a sticker on it. And it's a Shiwi sticker. And it says, for hygiene reasons, this product, turnover, may not be returned once the seal is removed.
You don't say.
Really? There's a surprise. Right. I'm getting the scissors out, but obviously I'm going to have to be careful. We don't want to damage the Shiwi. Okay. I'm cutting through the seal. It's not going back. Right. Oh, now where's the instructions? The instructions are on the back. How to Shiwi. Undo trousers. There you go. You see, I fall at the first. Lola's come in to have a look. She wants to know if
Hello.
She can have a go. Push underwear to one side. Oh, no.
Do you want to
see? This is not good. Place the Shiwi. Okay, let's not go any further with that. Aim. Yeah, let's not go any further with that either. Aim away from feet. Is this for like two-year-olds? When finished. Oh, no. I'm going to photocopy these instructions rather than read them out because some of you might be eating. It has a liquid repellent surface. Replace the Shiwi and extension pipe back into the case. It's washable by hand, by machine, and can withstand temperatures of 120 degrees. So you should be all right if you've had a curry then. Tips. If your Shiwi is a little out of shape on arrival, simply soak it in warm water until it regains its composure. Couldn't make this up. Oh, God, why didn't I buy one earlier? This is fabulous. Practice in the shower to find the best position for you. And remember gravity when positioning your shiwi. Yes, Lola, I know. Right, the pointy end of the funnel. No, I'm going to have to photocopy this. Hold it a few millimetres away. And finally, make sure the wind is always to your back. We're back to the unicorn. Okay, I'm going in. I'm actually going to open the bag. Now I've read the instructions, I'm going in. Oh, this was a big mistake, wasn't it? Right. Oh, no. Is it misshapen? I wouldn't actually like to say. Do you know, despite reading the instructions, I'm actually still none the wiser how this thing's supposed to work. Does that bit go there? Or maybe it goes up the other end. Okay, it's in two halves. One end's a rubber bit and the other end is... well, really, what does that... I know what it looks like if you hold it the other way. Who remembers Woolworths? Woolworths in the UK used to be like a bit of a weird store. But never mind what else they sold. It didn't matter. They sold pick and mix. Woolworths pick and mix. And this looks like a pick and mix scoop. Who wouldn't want one of these to scoop their pick and mix with? Well, actually, I could do it with a bigger one. Honestly, how does this work? Let me have a look at that. Right, you put that. No. No, I'm still not sure. Kim just squats in the woods. Having seen this, Kim, I think that's a better proposition than this. But I'm going to have to try it, aren't I? When I do the video, when you see the video, I'll be able to tell you whether it was good, bad or indifferent. I wonder if how much Lola wants for her to try it instead of me. Or even Mike. It's going to have to be me, isn't it? Well, it's very pink. The shiwi itself is like rubber. The pipe is some kind of rubber, but it's not the same kind of rubber. So the pipe goes on the end of the shiwi. Looking at the shiwi, no idea how you do that without the pipe. But I'm still not actually 100% sure here, because there isn't much in the way of a diagram. And it's presupposing that you're wearing trousers, which I don't think it is a sage thing to think about. But I'm going to have to try it, aren't I, with a liquid repellent surface. Who doesn't want a liquid repellent surface? The pipe is 6 inches long and the shiwi thing is about 7. So by the time I've got the pipe on the shiwi, we are talking pick-a-mix scoop. Yeah. But apart from that, no. Now, what am I going to do with this? Well, you know, not leaving the house. Mind you, I suppose the toilet could be engaged at some points, couldn't it? And you never know. So, second part of the demonstration, well, not exactly demonstration, well, the unboxing video first, followed by, does it work? Do we want this videoed? Please say no. Please say no. Only if it's in the dark. No. No, I need more instructions. Clearly, you know what I need? I need that video. That instructional video that we saw ages ago, I need to dig it out and find it. Do you know, this is going to be one of the best souvenirs of Marooned that I now have a shiwi. Something I never thought I'd ever, ever own. Oh, you'd want to be able to spray disinfectant into it. Oh, yes, yes. For science purposes. Oh, it's a science all right, isn't it? I don't even know if this needs soaking in warm water. Because I don't know what shape it's supposed to be. How do they know it's the right shape for the person? Maybe you need to have customised ones where they take... No. Let's say where they take a model of you. No, let's not do that. But there you go, it's there. So I have unboxed it. I am putting it in front of the camera right now. It's assembled at the moment. It looks like some weird bill off a duck. So the next step is to soak it in warm water. It actually says shiwi on it, it's branded. And make sure it is the right shape and then attempt to try it. Just be grateful that you don't have to witness that. In fact, if I didn't have to witness that, that would be good. But I will report back on that. I'm just showing the instructions to the camera. The instructions are actually on the bag. There's no instructions inside the bag. It also said put it when you've used it back in the bag. And I'm assuming that the bag that they mean is the bag that it actually shipped in. It doesn't seem to have... Some of them have got some kind of box with it or a bag to put it in. This must just be the bag that says Shiwi Flexi. in pink all over the front. So finally, 500 episodes on, I am the proud owner of a Shiwi, a lady pipe. Awesome. Dee, you are very, very naughty, Dee. Oh, right. Let me catch up with what you were saying while I was unboxing. Oh, my God. Oh, where are we? We need to make sure it works to the garden, Elaine. No, 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 no. We have neighbours and they're far too close. So I'm definitely not going to the garden. Would you have a shower, like it said? Practice in the shower. Oh, no. Better put on my rain boots. Do you know, I'm going to end up wearing more than I would normally, aren't I? Just to be sure. Willis. Oh, the Shiwi composure. You could not make this up. Soak it in warm water or just use it once. Yeah, that's an idea. Oh, Pete, that's quite right. Liquid repellent, does it send it back? I'm concerned. I'll practice with water and a jug first. There we go. Sounds like no one has gone camping with no toilet facilities. Oh, that's a point, Dee. Debbie, we did go camping. I'm wondering, you remember when we set it on fire? Well, I didn't, my dad did. We didn't have a toilet in the tent. No, we didn't. And it was on a proper campsite, that. We must have gone there.
Lola's done her own version of a Shiwi.
Right. Do you want to try it, Lola girl? Lola, Shiwi. No, it's not edible. She's not interested.
She's squeaking chicken outside.
you walk back in just in time to read that Kim just squats in the woods.
Really?
Yes, exactly. So you want to come in and hear that, don't you? But what about when you're in the kayak? Exactly. Exactly. Oh, and Tracy's a practice squatter as well. No, this wouldn't end well for me. No, it wouldn't. No.
This is definitely not a topic for Brooklands, is it?
No, it's not. We're not sharing it with Brooklands. They won't.
So,
understand.
Tony, what do you do?
Oh, Alex says, I've passed the head office for Shiwi a few times. I took a photo once to see if I can find it. Oh, yes, absolutely. We need to see that. Oh, and if you could also tell them the next time that you pass that they've had that much free advertising, they should sponsor the show. That'd be grand too.
Go on.
So you want me to try it? Attach it to the corner of the iMac. No. Actually, you know, I wonder if I could use it to extend the Wi-Fi signal somehow. Oh, yes. I should do a review, shouldn't I? Put it on my blog. Now it's here, you know, you might as well try it. Would you say that was the shape it's supposed to be? Or do you think it needs soaking in warm water?
I don't know.
How do you reckon it works? It's flummoxed. Which bit goes where?
That bit goes against you.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Hmm. Which way round?
Like that.
He's got it upside down. Oh, bless him. Right, Mike won't be doing the primary testing on this. God, I wish that was on video. Mike's just done a demonstration and showed me where it should go, but don't listen to Mike. Please don't listen to Mike. Oh. Carol thinks the radio unboxing's best. You can use your imagination, and I hope you are. Oh, Anthony, that's very true. In a few hundred years, archaeologists will discover it and puzzle as to what people did during the great COVID-19 pandemic of 2020-2021. Oh, do you know that the most important thing about that, Anthony, is I'm hoping in a few hundred years' time that the COVID won't be a thing. Oh, you feel a theme for Brooklands bubbling up. Oh, Renee, no. You practice with a jug. How will you know if the fit's correct? Well, practice with a jug initially. Well, is it one size fits all or one size fits nobody? I'm still a bit dubious about this. But those who have used it have assured that it does work. Oh, you're going to have to think of me tonight trying this, you know. Oh, right.
I'll put plastic sheeting down, don't worry.
I would do it if I were you. Or maybe use the dog's paddling pool or something like that.
Maybe doing the garden.
Do you know, that's already been suggested. I don't know. Do you lot want me arrested? Really?
You'll get arrested if you do it.
In your own garden with next doors looking in.
Find a blind spot. Lola does.
Oh, that's true. She's very careful. She's very modest. Oh, no. I could write one of my 250-word essays for Twitter on the Shiwi. Oh, you know, you could, couldn't you? Of, like, weird things that you never thought you'd be talking about on the radio. And Unboxing said Shiwi. But we now have a Shiwi, and it's on my desk. So what we need to do, just to prove the point that I'm not making this up, I'm not sat here making this up, that it did actually get ordered and it did actually arrive today. And I'll make sure I've got my potted plants in it as well, because they're still alive. Obviously, they're plastic. That's why they're still alive. Otherwise, they wouldn't be alive at all. There we go. The Flexi Shiwi. So can I send this, or have you logged me out again? Bad words are going to be said if you've logged me out. I swear they are. Right. Upload it. See, why do you say upload? No, then there's an error. So no, it's not uploaded it. Ah! Oh, I'm going to have to fix this app. Where's it gone? Right. It logs me out about once every 48 hours. And then you've got to sign in with email again, which is just so annoying. It is so annoying. Right. Other apps don't log me out ever. Right, there it is. So let's grab that and try that again. Lola, you're panting like a train. What are you panting like a train for? You have eaten that much, you'll burst. Do you want to go and play with the Shiwi? Right, link has been copied. Awesome. Let me go get the link up here. On my desktop. There we go. There is the official marooned Shiwi. Streaming, good choice of words indeed. Dear me. If we'd featured the Shiwi on episode one, the audience figures would have soared. Well, we didn't discover it, did we? We only discovered it when we were talking about the facilities at Old Trafford and the fact there were none for ladies. And there you go. We discovered it. Yeah, I think we should have a word with them, though.
The Hiwi.
The Hiwi.
Empty milk bottles.
Kim thought it would be bigger. Mm. Oh, it's very pink, isn't it? It's very, very pink. Is it flexible silicon? You're sure yours was plastic? No, this is silicon. It's in two halves, so I've put it together. You can see the join in the middle. The bottom bit is very similar to like a garden hose pipe. So the bottom bit's quite stiff. The bit above is more rubbery than that. It's like a gel silicon thing. But no, it's completely flexible. There's no plastic in it that's like hard plastic. The whole thing is flexible. Should we do a review of it on MacBytes? Surely the MacBytes crowd would understand.
Would it be hardware or software?
Wish you could see Lola's face looking at it. That's what Mummy's got. Yes, Mummy's got that.
You need one of those.
I don't, Daddy. She wants a treat.
She's just had a biscuit.
Lola, how much have you eaten today?
She's been out to play.
She's just exhausted, bless her. Right, so we've got a... I'm checking off the list here of things that must be done. I'm fine. I think we're going there.
Good
right.
Girl.
Looks bigger than Debbie thought, but not as big as Kim thought. Don't let Lola near it. She might think it's a new chickie. Oh, yes, and then it'd have ventilation, wouldn't it? She's not actually fussed with it, are you? Are you interested in that? No.
Is it edible?
No, she's not. Maybe if it had a flavour to it or some kind of smell with it, she'd like that. No, let's leave that right there. Am I feeling empowered yet? No, honestly, I'm not. I'm looking at it thinking, I can't see that working. Put it like this, I'll be amazed if it does. But just imagine what the full review is going to be like if that's the unboxing. Oh my, it's going to be amazing. Right.
So Mrs. ST says, I can see how it might be handy in a traffic jam, but not sure about using it in the football stands. Well, when my dad was a youngster, so probably about 60, 70 years ago, he stood in the cop at Anfield. And somebody weed in his coat pocket via a rolled-up newspaper. That was the first and only time he stood on the cop.
Oh, my God. Luckily, that has never happened to me. The nearest I got to that was my dad's boss got tickets for the Milk Cup final, that's the tin pot, at Wembley, March 1983. And we headed off down there for this match. My first match at Wembley it was. And were stood. We were opposite. We were at the end when they were standing, and we were opposite the tunnel end. So, you know, like at the far end. And we're stood there on the terraces, which are like, they were, it's concrete, like concrete steps. So we stood there, and Dad said, we'll stand next to a wall, because obviously Hillsborough hadn't happened at that point. So we stood next to this wall. So we were there really early, which Dad didn't like either. But there again, he didn't like crowds. So I don't know why he was at football. So we stood there, and I'm thinking, what's that noise? And I thought, don't tell me the roof's leaking. And then I thought, well, it's not raining. And I glanced down over this wall next to me, and there was like three or four guys just doing it where they stood, literally. Well, you should have seen my dad's face. He was like, this is my daughter. Can you not do that in front of my daughter? So I gets outside after the match. Mum was with us. We were heading off on holiday after the game. So Mum was with us, but she was sat in the car because there was only two tickets. So we gets out and we'd lost. So it could have been a better result on the day. So the only thing I was full of telling her was that these guys were just, you know, using the stand as a facility. We gets outside. She's got a face as white as a sheet. And I said, Mum, guess what happened? Dad had parked the car next to the gents. Only there was more people than facilities. So all through the match, and before the match, after the match, and even a handful through the match, were stood right in front of my mum where the car was parked. And they were using the wall as a facility. So she did it worse than I had. Why aren't guys shy? Why can't they find somewhere covert to occupy themselves? Oh, good grief. Right. Carol thought the pipe would have a curve to it. Not really. It's not... I guess you could... No, that's pulled it off. Be careful, you might pull it off. It could have a slope to it. It had more of a slope to it the way Mike was using it, but I definitely don't think that's the way it's done. I think it goes that way up. So there's not much of a slope in it, no. What flummoxes me is, without this extension pipe, I mean, that's bad news, that, isn't it? That's not going to get that far, is it? No wonder they've decided to put the extension pipe on it. Oh, this is going to be fantastic, actually, road testing it. I'll do a full comprehensive review, obviously. I don't think I'm going to get that far, I'm telling you.
A video review?
No, we've already discussed that and decided against the wisdom of it. But you never know. Oh, my. What's a tenor lady? Yeah, I'm going to need some of those. Oh, do we actually... Is that a UK thing, tenor lady? They're advertised quite a lot. Oh, no, hang on. Product information. We don't want that one. We want that one. It's pants. No, seriously, it's pants. There we go.
Yeah, Mrs. ST's told her.
I do worry about things like that, especially at the top. There's a scrolling thing, and I think it's the third one. Discover the smart... Oh, no. Where have I gone now? Let me find this. What the hell is that? Okay, right. I've found something that makes the lady pipe look positively decent. No, I don't know how that works. Please don't tell me how that works. I don't care. Just seeing it. It's not happening. It's not happening. And there is even an app for that. If I thought the Shiwi was bad, clearly that is a whole lot worse. Oh, no. It could have the curly bit like a McDonald's straw. Oh, Renee, you better get that patented quick. That is exactly what it needs. And that way, it'd be flexible. Because, you know, this surely depend on how tall you are or how small you are. Oh, that's definitely the way forward, Renee. Oh, my word. That went scrolling by as the page was like, yes, it did for me as well. But it was one of those things that I mistook what it was for. I thought it was a toy of an adult nature for a lady. But clearly it's not. It's the kind of thing that a doctor would give you. This is why they need locking up and the key throwing away. I'm doing my exercises. No! No. In fact, if you look at the app, it says choose a universe. And there's sport and medical. But then there's amusement park, in the air, and bubbles. I can't go anymore. I can't go any further with that, I'm afraid. Or I'm going to have to start taking my medication. No, definitely not on any level is that good. It's not. Tell me there are no pictures. Oh, thank God there's no pictures. Awesome. Awesome. Right. Good thing this is the last show where the exerciser would come back again and again. That should be illegal. Just the look of it is enough for me. I would have no idea what to do with that. And I'm quite happy being that innocent. No idea what to do with that at all. And what on earth these universes are, I have no idea. With an unboxing. No, no, I draw the line. I draw the line at the Shiwi. I've still got to do the practical test of the Shiwi and report back. Mike's going to hear all about this first, aren't you, babe? It could be a toy for you in the end, Lola. Lola doesn't look totally thrilled by that concept, do you?
No.
Oh, no, poor Lola. So what's your happiest memory of Marooned? For me, you all sang happy birthday to me. That was awesome. And Tracy's song today was absolutely fantastic. Obviously, I am always going to remember the lady pipe. I now have a lady pipe. I could frame it. You know those box frames you can get?
Yeah.
You can put things like shells and stuff. Mm. I need to box frame the lady pipe as a happy memory of Marooned. Absolutely. So tell me what you think. Yes, I was thinking amusement park. I don't think it's supposed to be for that, but then you never know, do you? Bubbles concerned me. Do you use it in the bath? No, leave it. Leave it. Tracy was going to say we should frame it. We definitely should. We definitely need a box frame for that. You might need quite... How long is that once the pipe's on it? Eight... Probably about 12 inches with the pipe on it. There are no words for stuff like this. I never thought, honest to God, I never thought I was ever going to own a lady pipe. And yet, here it is. Oh, things you can't predict. Right, what has Alex got there? I need vinyl numbers and put a big 500 on the side of it. I do. I don't think we're going to be able to get to that picture, Alex. Because it's got a file reference on it. Oh, this could be the headquarters. We definitely need this. Poor Simon. I've become apoplectic with self-censorship due to the overwhelming number of inappropriate jokes I'm suppressing. I might have to go and lie down. No. Simon, it's the last show. So you can't get banned or a sin bin, can you? Just go for it. That thing. Look, no. No, I mustn't. What is it? A Kegel trainer. Emmy the trainer by Tenor. Pelvic floor exercises at home. No. I've got to leave it myself because that's the kind of thing that totally freaks me out. So leave it alone. Mrs. Simon says, honestly, he's just sat in the office near me, chortling away to himself. Hey, if it makes him happy, Mrs. Simon. You ever need to bring a smile to his face, just get your Emmy out. That'll thrill him. Or buy a lady pipe. I've just realised this pipe's not straight, is it? Look, it's bending to the right. But clearly the lady pipe dresses to the right.
Just going to say that.
Yeah. Put it down, woman. Put it down. Why am I holding it, Lola? I've no idea, Mummy, but I'm hungry.
You're not hungry.
You have had breakfast. You have had lunch. You probably had a snack at lunch. And you probably had all your treats and then some, because Mummy said just keep giving them
yes,
to her.
She has.
Yeah. So you're just being piggy, aren't
you'll
you?
You'll burst.
You will. You'll burst. You'll burst. And that wouldn't do on the last show, would it?
No.
Be a good, good girl. Oh, what now? Let's go through and see what other highlights did we have? Come on, share your highlights. I'm going to go right back. I tell you what I will do on Friday, make a note, Mike. I will show you the complete Marooned at Matt Bites headquarters page on Notion where it's all finished. We can mark it as complete. Everything is in there and done. Yes, I did manage to publish 176 blog posts in about 4 days. Right, the first show was called It's the End of the World as We Know It. And I'm pretty confident we didn't start with How Are We All Doing? which is our tagline. But episode 2 was Here's Johnny. And before we knew it, we had new toys from Apple. Apple actually had the temerity. We'd barely been in lockdown and they decided it'd be a good idea to release some kit. Nobody bought anything. We didn't think it was a good idea. And then the fourth show was called Pete's New iMac Rises Like Lazarus. This was Pete's new iMac that he decided to do a migration assistant transfer. Didn't end well.
Shall I add it into the content items?
Yes. Then on the Friday, that was our last show. Our first last show. This is our last show, but that was our first last show. On the Friday, we had what we called a Friday Fika. Fika? Fika?
Fika.
A Fika. A Friday Fika. Which is a Scandinavian thing for like having a gab. But then, of course, we went into day 6 and thus it carried on.
They have those at work. I never bother going.
You're antisocial like me.
I know.
We did have a short show on the 21st. Now, that was because, didn't we have a Catanian do that night where we all waved to each other for the first time?
I think so, yeah.
I think that was the one.
Yeah, because it was the week before the what's it.
And then... Johnny joined us live in episode 9. So if you would like to hear Johnny's first appearance, it's episode 9. Oh, and then we've got all kinds of stuff going on there. There was there was hashtag's birthday. Do you remember hashtag?
Mm.
So he had a show named after him. And then, good grief, we had been going 3 weeks. And what happened at the 3-week mark? Boris ended up with COVID. That point, we were all supporting him. Then I think we had Jonathan on again, didn't we? Because it was Pesach and he came on and told us all about it. So we had very good time at that point. Where was the lady pipe? Let me find the lady pipe. Oh, do you remember when it was Captain Tom's birthday and he'd done his 100 laps for his 100th birthday? That was fantastic. Sadly, we lost him after that. Oh, and then we changed the tagline. It became Stay Alert. It was the 10th of May. And the answer then was, we've got to be alert to the virus. I know you can't see it, but in Boris's mind, we've got to be alert. Do you remember that? Utterly ridiculous. And we were also doing the clap for carers every week. And Jonathan bought a klaxon and did some videos. It was fabulous. Then I think he'd had this klaxon about 3 weeks and he killed his klaxon. It ran out of steam. Oh, and then it was my birthday. So we had one with birthday girl. What else did we have? Oh, it's so much fun looking back through all of these.
Tracy's silly Skype call.
I'm just looking at one here. The Bumbershoot tombstoning. Now, wasn't that Bumbershoot? Wasn't that an umbrella from memory? Oh, looking at these, absolutely fabulous. I shared the horror of Huddersfield, which was in June. That was when I went to buy a laptop, if you recall, and spent the rest of the day in Huddersfield, which I would never want to do again. Oh, then we've got a show called A Deer on the Dashcam, which was Simon. And Simon had footage of said deer on the dashcam. Oh, what else did we have? I wonder what that one was. End of June, Lady Lola gets into big trouble. I wonder what she was up to then. And day 99 was WWDC 2020. So we had 98, was the night before the keynote, 99, WWDC 2020, followed by 100, Not Out. That was our first 100th celebration. Unbelievable. Oh, do you remember Lady Hale and the Spiders from Mars? When no. Boris decided to prorogue Parliament and she decided that that wasn't a good idea. And she had this brooch and it was a huge spider. Freaked out anybody who looked at it. Lady Hale and the Spiders from Mars. Oh, there we go. It must have been around this time. We have a show, the Perennial Perils of the Purple Lady Pipe. And now I've got my own lady pipe. Fabulous. Oh, right. Let me catch up on the chat over here. You were the first one, Tracy. You were the first visitor that we had. Renee has too many highlights to name just one. The main thing is you grew fond of us all. and you go to Mrs. Daly. Ah, but we're not going anywhere, are we, Renee? No, 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 no. We're still a family. We're still in Slack. We still have a show on Friday. Have you noticed? Two shows running, 2 weeks. Magpie, it's Tuesday, 8 o'clock. It's a miracle. We were all supporting him, Simon. When he got COVID, it was like, oh, poor Boris. Because at that point, he wasn't doing bad. It was after that, it went to cock. So we were all supporting him at the time. Oh, talking of which, I knew there was something else. Right, let me go get today's show. Every day, Audible have a book that's on sale. And it's usually on sale for like $1.99, $2.99, something like that. Well, I went to have a look what today's book was on sale in Audible in the UK. I'm hoping that you'll be able to see it with the link. But what might be a much better bet is if I took a screenshot. And that way you'd definitely see it, wouldn't you? And I can't see Simon wanting to click on it anyway. But there again, you never know. So I'll take a screenshot and I'll share the screenshot because Simon really needs desperately to get over to Audible and buy today's sale item. How perfect, Simon. So if you're looking for a gift for Simon, Roger Scruton's How to Be a Conservative is clearly the way forward. I don't know if they've got one for how to be a liberal or how to be a Labour person. I don't know. But there is How to Be a Conservative. I don't think there's a book long enough that could get Simon to that place, but who knows? But Mrs. Simon, you know, a gift. If you're thinking gift, there you go. Definite gift. Oh, right. And Kim's also grown fond. Of course we're going to keep in touch. Absolutely we're going to keep in touch. That's the last announcement. And Paul says it's amazing what's covered here in the early highlights. It is. I mean, I look back and some of these are like, what on earth was that? What on earth was that? We even have on the 4th of July, Independence Day, and it was the UK's Independence Day. That was the first time Boris decided, you know, all bets are off.
See you, Alex.
Night, Alex. Oh, Simon, that's exactly what I thought you might say. Do you think there's a chance? Go on, do you think there's a chance? Oh, my. Oh. See, I remember Bumper Shoot is an umbrella. Amazing. We could have a MacBite Zoom yoga class. That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea. There was mention about doing a book club. Yes, there was, Anthony. That's an option, isn't it? Who would be up for a book club? Put yes or no in the chat if you would be up for a book club. And what kind of books? Like How to Be a Conservative, maybe. Should we start with that one? No, we should probably start with something.
Footballer's autobiography.
A smidgen less challenging, I think.
Or Excel books.
No, what?
Because that's all I read.
Yeah, that's true, actually. No, what I mean is, do you want things like Smart Notes and How to Read a Book? Or do you want fiction? Let me know. We could do that. We could.
How about to use a lady pipe?
Instructions for using a lady pipe in 3,000 easy lessons, by the look of it. This thing is now looking at me on the desk and I'm thinking, I'm going to be challenging this. But we'll do it. Okay, let me get up here. Ah, there we go. There's Alex's link. I've got it. Ooh. I'm clicking it. Right, I've seen them. Amazing. But that wall look nice. That looks really country-ish. I'm loving that. Oh, yes, when Simon's entire family got COVID, we were worried sick. I remember that. I do remember that. And so glad you're all right. Okay. Kim predicts the chat in Mad Bites After Hours will be moving a lot faster in the future. So Carol's yes, Kim's yes, Tracy's yes, Sarah's yes, Deb's yes, Anthony's yes. But perhaps not that one. Right, definitely up for a book club. Awesome. Right, we'll. There you go. There's another announcement. We will do that. We will work on that and give us a couple of weeks. and we'll work on how that could work. Paul wants non-fiction. Right. I think non-fiction's more us than fiction, to be honest. I do. I agree with you. If you've got any suggestions for the book, contact us. Put it in the chat. Send us a mail. thecrew@mattbites.co.uk. Let us know. Kim agrees non-fiction. You don't read much fiction. I listen to it. But I probably more non-fiction for me. So Mrs. Simon sent that sarcastically, but backfired, and now need to read that and learn about Blonde Ambition.
Yes, Pete, we're still live.
Yes, Pete, we are still
are
live.
Are you between courses?
Hello, Pete.
Or have you finished?
Oh, I like Chinese. Thai was a little bit spicy.
Thai was very
it?
Spicy.
Yeah, I remember the lady who organised it saying it's not spicy, it's quite mild. No, blew my head off. But yeah. I do actually like
Cantonese. It wasn't the highlight of the night, though, was it?
Oh, Pete. Pete, you need to listen on catch up. You do. Who doesn't need an unboxing of a lady pipe on the radio? It worked well. Oh, the cowkeeper's wish. I've not heard of that one. Yay, Pete's got home and he's made it for a bit. Fantastic. We were going through some of our highlights and we'd only got to the perennial perils of the purple lady pipe, which was July, believe it or not. And then within the week, the lady pipe rides again. I have no idea what this one was about, but it would clearly make sense if you listened, and maybe Tracy can remember. The size of the sausage is irrelevant. The titles are just fabulous.
That'll be something to do with Lola, I would guess.
I'd imagine so. And we've also got Grandma Isaac's amended Sainsbury's order. Remember that? Jonathan in charge of ensuring that Granny Isaac's got her stuff. Oh, what else did we talk about? Woody and the Westminster Pigs. You remember Woody? Woody was a freebie from the NatWest Bank for children who opened up savings accounts. And the Westminster Pigs, I would imagine, are those that are running the country, allegedly. Oh, we have Surrounded by Idiots with Pipes. There's another one. Oh, do you remember that dialogue? Diabolically Dodgy Dogging at the water park.
Yeah.
It was
funny
August.
I remember that one.
Funny it is that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they shut the water park off and there was a police raid and it turns out people were there dogging. So, yeah, that was a good one last August.
I mean, but wasn't I there?
No, Lola, it's not that kind of dogging. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. You wouldn't enjoy it, Lola.
Takes us back to the Peter Kay sketch.
Do you remember that story about a woman who got some Chicken McNuggets for her daughter?
Mm.
And there was a mask cooked inside them. And the kid had like blue in her mouth. Oh, God. And I think they offered her a free milkshake. No, I'll see you in court was that one. Oh, what else have we got that we did? Oh, trolling the super lamb bananas on the B of the Bang. This is the kind of stuff that we have in the UK. You'd be horrified. The super lamb banana is a thing they have in Liverpool. And they're dotted all over the town. And they are a lamb at the front and a banana at the back, if you remember. And the Bee of the Bang was something that Manchester Council spent like 5 million on. And it was a statue kind of thing, some kind of ornament thing. But it was huge. It was absolutely huge. And it got rusty and the bees fell off the bang. No, it was bad. Oh, I remember that. Oh, and then there was the flasher that we had in the local park. And I said to Mike, don't go to the park because there's this flasher. So we went to the canal. The next day, there's a story about a flasher on the canal. I said, don't go to the canal. The flasher was caught, if you remember, many, many weeks later by a guy who had, was it a Rottweiler or a Staffy? I think it was a Staffy.
I can't remember.
And he had this dog there and this guy jumped out and flashed him. Well, I mean, you've got to wonder why a guy's flashing another guy. But anyway, the guy says, I'm going to call the police and you're going to stay with me until they arrive. And the guy was like, yeah, no, I'm not. And he said, or I'll set the dog on you. And he did. He stayed with the guy and the police arrested him. Oh, and then there was the time that Simon's basement got flooded. So we have episode 175, Simon's Sump Pump. What a night. Oh, and an Uncle Turkey Baster. I remember that one. What else did we have here? Chalky White and the Mystery of the Panda Poo. That was when we spent a night discussing, this is 199, that panda's poo is white. Who says we've not had a fabulous, fabulous time? Good night, Paul. Oh, Kim. Kim taught her mom all about dogging in the UK as part of her English lessons. We'll miss you too, Paul. Goodbye, Debbie. Oh, Simon is informing us it's nice and dry down in the basement for Johnny at the moment. Awesome, awesome. Do let him send the odd message every now and then. No, we've had an absolute ball. So we now seem to have acquired a book club that we need to sort out. We'll do that. We'll have a think about it. But we do have one more thing, don't we? We've got to have one more thing, haven't we? Right. I know we've not even finished this show yet, but we have decided we're having a holiday, one of our infamous holidays. We've got a holiday at the end of August. That's our usual quarter four holiday, our planning holiday. But you know that Mike has a long holiday at Christmas. That's our biggest holiday. So he's finishing on the 3rd of December and going back on about the 5th of January, we think, ish. So, shall we have a drum roll? We've not... No, Mike, I mean a proper one. We will be having official announcement coming up. We will be having an official Marooned at Mark Bites headquarters reunion during our Christmas holiday. Hopefully you will all be up for that and we can do a catch up. But, you know, we're there every week anyway and after hours. But we're going to have a Marooned reunion Christmas week. So hopefully you'll be able to join us for that. Right, we are heading off ourselves, Kim. So we've got 2 minutes. But Sarah says that's brilliant news. And Renee, yay. So an official reunion. But right now the time has come. We started Marooned as a 5-day experiment. No, experience. I won't say experiment. Experience. Back on the 16th of March 2020. And unbelievably, that is 500 days ago. But as I've said, it's not really goodbye because we're not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. Well, we certainly hope that you're not. And hopefully you'll be able to join us for after hours on a Friday night. And there's always Slack, of course, which is 24/7. And the odd special and apparently a book club at some point. So there's going to be lots to do, lots to see, lots to do, lots to experience. But we would like to say a huge thank you to each and every one of you. You have made the last 500 days an absolute joy to share with you. It has been our absolute pleasure. What about you?
Ditto.
He's a man of few words, have you noticed?
What about you?
He's a man of few words.
What about you?
Are you saying anything? Going to squeak your chicken for the last time?
Chicken's downstairs.
Oh, chicken's downstairs having a rest. Is everyone on Slack? That's a good point, Simon. If you are not on Slack, please do join us on Slack. It is macbites.co.uk/Slack. And as I say, we'll be back for the odd special. We'll be back for the reunion. And I will work on a book club somehow. I will try and make it work. Tracy's already looking forward to the Marooned in December. Fantastic.
And Pete's book's coming out.
Which is fantastic. Well done. Good grief. Look at the price of that. I hope you've got a big percentage of it, Pete. That's fantastic. We'll have a party to celebrate your book coming out on the 16th of November. There you go. Ditto is the new mic drop. Oh, I'm loving that, Paul. I'm loving that. So we're going to head off. Oh, I want to say thank you to each and every one of you. I really do. Hopefully, I'm not going to miss anybody out. But Mrs. Simon, been a joy when you've been able to join us. How you cope with Simon, I don't know. But now we've seen a couple of pictures, we know it's a George Clooney look, isn't it? It's a George Clooney look. Well, on the pictures he sent us, they're obviously, you know, we don't know that they're actually him. But whoever they were, they look grand. And of course, Tracy was our very first guest. So we'll have to do guest catch-ups, I think, as well, won't we? We will. And Paul for getting up at silly o'clock with us and Pete for fitting us in to a very busy schedule. And along the way, we picked up Renee. Even Renee can't remember when he joined us. What's the best way to be kept informed, Simon? Are you on the mailing list? There is the mailing list, which is macbytes.co.uk/macbytes-mail.
He is on the mailing list.
If you're on the mailing list, you'll get it on the mailing list. We'll also put everything in Slack as well. And on Twitter. And sometimes I even venture onto Facebook in my MacBytes, guys. Who knows? But we will make sure that you do. We will. Oh, Dee, don't get upset. It's been a joy to share every night with you for so, so long. Okay, we're going to have to head off, aren't we? But as I say, thank you to each and every one of you. It has been our pleasure to be with you. We hope we've made a bit of a difference, put a little bit of a dent in the universe, as Steve Jobs says. And it's not the end. It's only a new beginning. She said, sat here with a lady pipe on the desk. Things you never thought you would have. Right, okay. Oh, Paul's looking forward to a sleep in. We might have to have an Australia-friendly time as well, wouldn't we? Oh, Pete, you are very welcome. Pete says, couldn't have done it without you guys, literally. No problem. And just think, I'll have all the time in the world tomorrow now. I've got no excuse tomorrow for not getting back to people who have written to me, because it's been chaotic. But I will, I promise. So, for the very, very last time, until the reunion, reunion's already planned. But for the very, very last time, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.